a florist can do amazing things with flowers, that is true, but have you ever come across a TV-themed floral display? Balborough Church is playing host to a flower festival with a difference over the next few days. It is the brainchild of self-confessed tele-addict Reverend Bryony Taylor, and I can talk to Bryony now. And I'm very pleased, Bryony, that I get to talk to you because I am a fellow tele-addict, and admitting that you're a tele-addict, well, a lot of people sort of keep it quiet, but you're obviously out and proud, Bryony.
Oh, yes, I have been for a while. Morning, Kat. Nice to speak to you.
And how are you combining your love of telly then with flowers?
Well, I spoke to you this time last year, actually. We had a flower festival on a pilgrimage theme. And it's been the tradition for many years in Balborough for us to have a religious theme one year and then a more secular theme the next. And so when we got to the end of last year's festival, I thought, oh, I'd love next year's theme to be TV, partly because I'm just a massive telly addict, but secondly because, well, I wrote a book about TV a few years ago called More TV Vicar, about the portrayal of Christians on telly. So, and I actually got paid to watch telly writing that book.
Oh,
that
my goodness.
That was quite a good excuse.
So jealous.
I think the reason why I wanted to pick TV is I think it's something that really brings generations together and different people of different backgrounds together. It doesn't matter where you're from, who you are, everybody watches TV mostly, and we can all gather around that funny little grey box in our lounge and we can find something that we can connect with other people, and we learn stuff as well when we watch TV. Obviously one of my favourites is the Vicar of Dibley, and we have got the Vicar of Dibley in our flower festival. In fact, she's taken over my pulpit, so I can't preach from the pulpit this morning.
Brilliant.
Vicar of Dibley standing there. And in the very first ever episode of the Vicar of Dibley, Geraldine Granger arrives in this sleepy little parish as their new vicar, and she says, "You were expecting a bloke, beard, Bible, bad breath, and instead you got a babe with a bob cut and a magnificent bosom." Such a brilliant writing from Richard Curtis. And it made a massive difference. Well, certainly, I think every woman priest in the country owes a little debt to the Vicar of Dibley, because I think without it, people's attitudes would be very different towards women priests.
I'm just trying to imagine, though, is this actually a Vicar of Dibley made out of flowers, a giant floral Vicar of Dibley?
Sort of. I mean, basically, we've got some beautiful white flowers. I mean, because she's standing in the pulpit, we've just sort of done her torso, really. So there's some beautiful white flowers representing her kind of her surplice that she's wearing to take the service. And then we've got a sort of a mannequin's head that we've put a face of the Vicar of Dibley on. So I've tweeted a picture of it, so you can...
Oh,
I
cannot wait. Yeah. It sounds amazing. I just love the creativity that's at play. Do you find yourself only watching things with, presumably not, with vicars in, or do you have quite a broad interest when it comes to telly?
Yeah, I have quite a broad interest, actually. I did speak to Sarah a few weeks ago about Fleabag, the programme Fleabag, although that did happen to have a priest character in it, but that wasn't the main theme of the programme. But I just love watching any programmes, really, that make you kind of think and see the world in a slightly different way. I mean, in our flower festival, we've chosen lots of sort of favourite programmes that people have had over the years. One of the displays we've got is Antiques Roadshow, which is an amazing display, actually, that we've got. And lots of people have grown up with that programme. And we've got Blue Peter. When I was a kid, it was my dream to become a Blue Peter presenter when I was a child. So we've got a Blue Peter one. We've got Strictly Come Dancing. I think that's probably one of the best displays we've got in the church at the moment. And we've even got representation of the judges. We've got these vases with flowers in that represent each of the judges. So that one's really good as well. So there's a real range of different programmes that we've covered. I think one of my current favourites and the favourite of a lot of people is Call the Midwife.
Oh, yes.
And that we've got, that display is around our font. So we've got a little bit, it's a doll wrapped up on the top of the font, and there's some beautiful flowers. So they've been really creative with it. But I think what's been really good about Call the Midwife, I think in the same way that the Vicar of Dibley changed people's perceptions about women in the church, I think the Call the Midwife has really taught people an awful lot about our history and where we've come from, and particularly with things like the experience of black and minority ethnic people when they first came to this country, the Windrush generation. some of the storylines have really kind of exposed how difficult it was for them when they came to this country and in places where the church didn't welcome people. And also sort of LGBT history as well has been portrayed really well in Call the Midwife. So I think, you know, people sometimes have a negative attitude towards telly, but I think it's a wonderful thing.
Not me, Bryony. I think the one of the great things about a really good drama is that you're learning, but you don't even realise you're doing it. So I think it's wonderful. Do you ever find yourself drawing on the storylines of television programmes, you know, when you're giving your sermons at all?
Yes, I do sometimes, actually. I mean, it's sort of, you're never quite sure if everybody else. I mean, one thing that's sort of different now than it was, say, when I was a kid. When I was a kid, there were only four channels, so you could pretty much guarantee most people had watched the programme you were talking about, whereas now, because we've got Netflix and Sky and loads of other things, you can talk about a programme that you absolutely love and people will just look at you blankly. So I have to be a little bit careful about what I select in terms of...
It's a full-time job, Bryony, watching television nowadays.
No,
honestly, I mean, I put my heart and soul into it, but even I can't watch everything. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. If people want to have a look at these gorgeous creations, they can just turn up, presumably.
They can, and the whole festival finishes on Tuesday, and Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock we've got a special Songs of Praise service to conclude the Flower Festival, and we're going to see part of the exhibition is one of the displays is Songs of Praise, and people can vote for their favourite hymns. So if you want to find out what Barbara's favourite hymn is, you can come to the Songs of Praise on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock.
Great.
But we're open from 10 till 5 until Tuesday.
Lovely. Thanks ever so much, Reverend Bryony Taylor there, the Rector of Bulbra and Clan and self-confessed TV addict.